$1 trillion. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. That's one estimate on the cost of President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says he has to keep raising interest rates to bring down inflation, with sent markets tumbling, the Dow plummeting 1,000 points. The White House says student loan relief will cost $240 billion. But experts say it could cost twice that. The big brains at Penn Wharton say it could cost four times that, $1 trillion. Here's the quote from their report. Total plan cost is $605 billion under strict static assumptions. However, depending on future program details, total plan costs could exceed $1 trillion.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. Even some Democrats say the bill sends the wrong message to those without a degree. A heavily redacted FBI affidavit released Friday, giving some indications as to why the Bureau raided former President Trump's Florida home. Nicole Lincelotta, Fox TV affiliate WSVN in Miami.
Of most significant concern was that highly classified records were unfoldered, intermixed with other records, and otherwise improperly identified. The affidavit goes on. They included 184 unique documents with classification markings, 67 confidential, 92 secret, 25 top secret. Agents also spotted markings that could indicate documents that could contain national defense information.
Mr. Trump calling it a witch hunt. The U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan 1 year ago is remembered in part for the suicide bombing deaths of 13 service members at the Kabul airport. Shayna Chappell lost her son, Lance Corporal Kareem Nikui.
This was preventable. If this would have been, it was an evacuation. Had it been handled the right way, my son, I could speak for my son, would still be here.
Her eldest son took his own life near his brother's memorial site. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Facebook's corporate parent has reached a tentative settlement in a lawsuit alleging the social platform allowed millions of its users' personal information to be fed to Cambridge Analytica. That firm supported Donald Trump's victorious presidential campaign in 2016. Terms of the settlement reached by Meta Platforms weren't disclosed in court documents Friday. A former Air Force sergeant gets life in prison for the murder of a Northern California police officer. Fox's Kristen Goodwin reports.
33-year-old Stephen Carrillo sentenced to life in prison without parole for fatally shooting a Santa Cruz County Sheriff's sergeant during a 2020 drive-by attack on law enforcement amid protests over the killing of George Floyd. Prosecutors say Carrillo, a former Air Force security specialist, ambushed officials responding to a report of a van containing firearms and bomb-making materials, adding he had ties to the Boogaloo anti-government movement. Carrillo pleading guilty in June to all nine counts, including murder. A federal judge previously sentencing him to 41 years in prison for the killing of a federal security agent attacked while guarding a building in Oakland. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The final race of the NASCAR regular season is getting underway at Daytona International Speedway. Fox's Eric Messersmith reports.
The final two spots in the Cup playoffs will be up for grabs. Ryan Blaney and Martin Truex Jr. haven't won yet this season, but hold those positions right now based on points. One of the two could be knocked out of the playoffs by the winner of tonight's race. That's because getting a race victory automatically qualifies a driver for the postseason. So if another driver that hasn't already won a race this season finishes first tonight, then either Blaney or Truex Jr. will be knocked out. There would have been only one playoff position available tonight, but Kurt Busch, who won earlier this season, is still recovering from a concussion and said this week he would give up his spot. I'm Eric Messersmith, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.